News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. We have one item from the road report. Route 192 blocked near Mifflinburg at the scene of an accident. We'll keep you posted about that. On the news line with us now, a new dairy educator in our region, Emily Freed, is here. She's in Union County, works for Penn State Extension. I appreciate you calling in this morning. Good morning, Emily. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How long have you been on the job in Union County at Penn State Extension?
So I started in December, and I am covering Union County and all the counties that touch it, pretty much. So the central PA region. So my first 6 months has been a lot of getting out on dairies and meeting farmers in the area.
Well, it is nice for us to meet you, so thank you for making yourself available for an early morning interview to talk about the dairy industry and what Penn State Extension is doing for dairy farmers around here. Explain to our audience what a good dairy educator does for Penn State Extension as you connect with all the dairy farms around here.
Yeah, so I like to tell people that my job is to help farmers solve their problems. So farmers can call me for information, and I do a lot of on-farm visits to, you know, assess different parts of the dairy, whether it be milking procedures or how they're feeding their cows, to try to improve efficiency and increase milk production. And then I also host workshops and things like that for farmers in the area.
I know enough about dairy industry to know that comfortable cows produce more milk. I'm sure there's...
That is the truth, yes.
Okay. Yep. So what is a comfortable cow, if you don't mind that follow-up?
Yeah, of course. So a comfortable cow has lots of bedding in her stall to be able to comfortably lie down, you know, access to feed and water all day. And then during the summer, keeping her cool is really important, because the dairy cow's ideal temperature is like between 50 and 55 degrees. So the summer is really hard on them. So, you know, putting shade out on pasture or putting fans and sprinklers in barns to help keep them cool is important.
What would you want the general public to know about the dairy industry? Maybe we don't know. Maybe keeping the cows cool is a big factor, so that's an interesting good note. But what else should just me as a consumer know about the dairy industry and cows?
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty interesting to note that Pennsylvania is actually eighth nationally in total milk production. And we have more dairy farms here than any other state except for Wisconsin. There's 5,000 dairy farms in this state, and 99% of them are family-owned. So I think that's important for consumers to know that, you know, the milk that they're getting on the shelves here in Pennsylvania probably came from Pennsylvania at a farm down the road from them.
How are we doing in terms of sustaining our dairy farms? We know that more farmers were getting out of dairy.
Yes. Yep, that is a trend for the past 10 or 20 years throughout the whole country. You know, dairies have become bigger over time, and so fewer and fewer people are dairy farming. But there are still new dairies starting in this area, especially in the plain-sect community. And it is interesting that most dairies in Pennsylvania are smaller than dairies throughout the United States. So most dairies in Pennsylvania are about, the average herd size is 94 cows. And so, you know, farmers who are still in business, you know, do everything they can to be sustainable, you know, take care of their land, be profitable so that, you know, they can keep farming for generations to come.
Well, I just think it's a fascinating industry, and it's also an industry nowadays. AI, artificial intelligence, has kind of taken over in robotics, but I was on my first robotic dairy farm probably 2005 or so up in the New Columbia area. Yeah, so tell us about this idea that robotics is helping farmers these days.
Yeah, so I'm actually hosting a Twilight Tour on July 25th at Hims Arts Dairy in Millville, and that is a robotic dairy. And robots are a really awesome tool for farmers because they're not necessarily able to use less labor, but they're able to use their labor differently and more efficiently. And, you know, cows really love being milked by robots because they can go any time of the day. You know, they don't have to go on a strict schedule. And so cows, when they are being milked by robots, usually go between 2 and 3 times a day to be milked, and they get some grain every time they're milked. So it's like a really good experience for them. It's something that they want to do.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. The farmer said mm-hmm. that the system is set up to call him if there's a dilemma or problem, but he'll go through the night and he'll hear that cows are getting milked in the barn, but he doesn't have to be there, and the system's working, and it's you know, it's just a fabulous system, and they were in the process of ramping that up. Well, back to consumers. What should I know about milk? We see raw milk signs out along Route 192 and 45. Sometimes folks sell on that. Organics is brought up and talked about. Tell us about that aspect of...
Of course. Many other states. And we do, because that has not been pasteurized. So, you know, bacteria that may be in milk hasn't necessarily been killed. So there's a greater chance of, you know, getting something like salmonella or E. coli if you drink raw milk. But it is legal, and... farmers who sell raw milk have to go through the Department of Ag to get a permit, and they get their facilities inspected pretty often. Organic milk is very big in Pennsylvania. We're one of the top states for organic milk. And basically, when it comes to organic, that just means that, you know, chemicals aren't being used, and antibiotics aren't being used. No milk has antibiotics in it, but it just means that cows aren't being treated with antibiotics if they're sick.
I gotcha. And what, if we ask you, what are best practices on a dairy farm these days, what would your reply be? Best practices?
So I would definitely say keeping cows cool and comfortable during the summer is a best practice, but also having a good relationship with a veterinarian and a nutritionist to make sure that, you know, cows are being taken care of as well as they can be.
Is it harder to get a veterinarian on a farm than it used to be? I know veterinarians visit the dairy farms.
It is definitely harder than it used to be. You know, there is almost a crisis in Pennsylvania. There's not a lot of large animal rural veterinarians. And so, you know, it's important that when we do get veterinarians to come to our rural areas, that we welcome them and, you know, give them business so that they want to stay.
All right. Anything else to add to our conversation as it relates to dairy farming and consumers and the dairy industry?
I think that's it. Thanks for the interview.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thanks for, well, maybe you don't get up early. If you deal with dairy farmers, you're probably used to getting up early and helping them out. All right, Emily, thank you so much for all you're doing. We know you're spreading the word and getting the word out, so I know that's starting to stick around here, so we appreciate that. Thank you for calling in this morning.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, much appreciated. Emily Freed is a dairy educator in Union County, works for Penn State Extension, works in Union County and the contiguous counties around there, and make sure that farmers can keep their cows comfortable, I guess, would be part of her important job. You can get more information about the dairy industry and Penn State's involvement in it at pennstate.edu.